The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
That is the theme tune to Dawson's Creek, for anyone who might be struggling with that. And the reason I'm playing it is that teen dramas from Dawson's Creek to Euphoria tend to shape whole generations, give them characters to grow up with, storylines they feel are their own, soundtracks they'll never forget. And today we're joined by broadcaster and presenter of the Bellissimo Files podcast, Serena Bellissimo. Good morning, Serena.
Hello.
To look back at these shows. And also we have Brian Lloyd with us in studio as well.
Good.
Very good.
Did you see all of us smiling? I know this is radio, so the listeners can't see it. But the minute that song came on, that Dawson's Creek song came on, we all started smiling.
Oh,
we're all swaying. There is just something about the teen drama that gives you all the feels.
Yeah, I didn't.
Come on.
Come on.
But like, okay, if I can be... I don't want to sound ageist here.
You're going to be blunt.
Yeah, I'm going to be blunt. You didn't grow up with teen dramas,
No, they weren't invented.
Well, especially here in Ireland, I think, because in Australia, I was looking back on the teen dramas that influenced me, right? And in Australia, we had a lot of the American stuff. So even when teen dramas weren't a thing in Australia, we still had the American drama shows to be watching. Here, you grew up in, was it Two Channel Island?
Yeah, two channels.
So, you know.
I'm not saying a bad word about it. Star Trek.
Was that your teen drama?
Yeah, Batman and Robin, an older guy and a younger lad with mad outfits.
In fairness, you could argue Star Trek was a teen drama because like Sulu and Chekhov were kind of young men, adventure and like Uhuru
and
as
their
well.
Dramas were just different, you know, planets.
Different cultures, different experiences. It was like, I mean, no, but really, like Gene Roddenberry basically wrote Star Trek off the back of his naval career.
Yeah.
And, you know, wanted that idea of like young men on an adventure and all the rest of it. So like you could argue it's kind of like a teen drama.
I felt I learned a lot from it. The first directive, don't interfere in other civilizations. They see us
were they love interests and stuff in this as well?
There was an interracial kiss.
Okay, yeah. Well,
the first one on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, and then in like Next Generation
various
as well.
Various aliens fell for Captain Kirk.
This is true. The Green Ladies. But then like in Next Generation, then you had like love triangles and stuff like that. Like Worf and Riker and Troy were all. And like Troy, for me, was like that. She turned me into a man. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, yeah.
See? Yeah. So everything actually comes back to
the teen drama.
Yeah.
Seven of nine. So I feel I haven't missed anything.
No.
Is all I'd say.
It doesn't sound like you have.
No. But for you, the teen dramas, they were a big thing.
Oh, they were a huge thing. And do you know what? As a woman who is not the intended audience anymore, they are still a huge thing. And, you know, if you're a woman of any age or generation, you probably are watching The Summer I Turned Pretty. It's on Prime Video now. It's about a girl who has fallen for two brothers. It's the love triangle. It's seeing her mature from 16-year-old Belly to I think she's in her 20s now. And there's just something about these teen dramas, and they're very smart the way Prime have done it too, because they have dropped it weekly. The obsession about this has become bigger and bigger. It's allowed it time to breathe. It's allowed people to come up with theories. And I think it brings us back to a place of nostalgia, especially when it's so well written as well. You can see yourself as this teenager. You're almost looking after, it's what Brian said, you're looking after your teenage self. There's all the dramas. When I started watching teen dramas, they weren't very representational. There was one type of person you'd see on the TV. Now you'd see people from all different backgrounds, different sexual orientations. It's just it's a lovely look at society.
Is it a kind of you're in your teen years and this is a little bit simplified? It is having the issues of the day, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
But they're told in this nice kind of Disney-ish.
I mean, I don't know necessarily if that's true. Like, I mean, okay, to take what Serena was saying there, right? I mean, my one was Dawson's Creek, right?
And like, was it really your one, Ryan?
Well, it wasn't really my one, but I'm saying like of a teen drama that I watched when I was a teenager, it was Dawson's Creek.
You weren't though. I'm going to stop playing football now. I have to go in and watch.
I didn't
Dawson's.
Play football. Are you kidding me? I watched Star Trek. I didn't play football. Tom, I couldn't kick a ball straight to save
right,
my life.
So I'm just saying,
right?
I didn't think it was so binary. If you're not playing football, I must be watching Dawson's Creek.
Well, it was Dawson's Creek. It was Star Trek Next Generation. It was, you know, Knight Rider, A-Team. You know, they were kind of on the mix. They were great, yeah. And then there was other stuff as well. There was kind of, you know, lots of movies. Anyway, the point I'm making is that it might have been simplistic, but I would imagine an adult looking at a teenager's love life now in real life would say, yeah, that's very simplistic. Like, I mean, this is the thing. Like, when you're in it, it all feels so real. It's all so...
It's like dramatic.
It's so... Yeah exactly. Okay. It's so intense and dramatic. Like, we all remember our first boyfriends and girlfriends. It's very vivid. And like, you look back at yourself now and you can kind of chuckle about how kind of intense it all was and how deep the feelings were. And like, you know, what The Summer I Turned Pretty does and what Dawson's Creek does very well, it acknowledges that intensity and it doesn't belittle it. It says, yeah, okay, you are okay to feel this way.
Sure.
It will feel this way. It will always feel this way for you. It will get better. That's the thing. It will get better for you.
And that is a help to deal with
To help the process.
Teenagers.
I mean, if any art can help you process something, you know, teen dramas can help you process your own teen drama.
I think so. I mean, I remember watching it as, you know, a teenager at the time. Beverly Hills 90210, it was my thing. And I remember it was every Friday night, 7:30. All we'd be talking about at school on the Friday was, oh my gosh, what are Dylan and Brenda going to get up to? And then when you went back on Monday, you'd be talking about that as well. And it was... Sometimes you felt so alone. You felt, I'm the only one going through this. And then you see it on the TV going, oh, wow, these things are happening to other people. They can be conversation starters. I mean, teen dramas are not the place where you should learn everything about being a teenager, right? But I do find I have a 14-year-old daughter. And sometimes the things that come up in those teen dramas, now she will not watch The Summer I Turned Pretty with me. She will only watch it with her friend. But then we can talk about it. We can bond about it. And it does sometimes bring up conversations that we wouldn't ordinarily have because teen dramas are now getting – I suppose before it was just, well, they won't they get together? And now it's bringing up like the whole gamut of society. I mean, sex education was a brilliant one. I mean, you got into sex education.
Oh, yeah, I did. That I did watch, and that was brilliant.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
And what was Euphoria? Was that?
Yeah, Euphoria was, that was the one with Sidney Sweeney and ZA. Now, what I would say about Euphoria was, it was just like high school drama, but what made it more sort of specific was that it delved into very, very adult stories. So you had like drug addiction. You had, you know, issues of, you know, rape and sexual consent and stuff like that. And then there was, you know, different sort of gender expressions as well. And then there was different sexual identities. So it was very much an adult head on, almost kind of like, you know, Harmony Korine kids kind of look at it. Like it really, really didn't hold back. I mean, you know, like the whole argument of like, oh, you know, you shouldn't talk to your kids about this kind of stuff and all the rest of it. But the reality of it is we're all going to find out about it eventually.
Yeah.
And like, if you can approach it in a sort of an honest discussion and be an adult about it and just say, look, yes, drugs are a thing. Yes, there are people that don't have the same, you know, sexual identity as you have, but they still deserve respect. They still deserve to be treated as an equal. And if a TV show or a teen drama can help broach that conversation, as you're saying, Serena, and then give them that kind of awareness of, you know, different lives beyond their own, that is only a good thing, you know.
Right. There's a lot of love for them coming in on the text line. Lister says, I grew up in rural Cavan, teenager in the 90s, saw all the American teen dramas. My favourite was My So-Called Life.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Jordan Catalano,
Jared Leto and Claire Danes.
Claire Danes. Yeah. And that was, again, that was a great one because her friend in it, forget his name now, but he was the photographer dude, turned out he was gay. And like, you know, that's, you know, again, early 90s Ireland, like that wasn't even a thing, but there you go, you saw it on screen. So
so many more. Degrassi Junior High.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, I didn't get into Degrassi. That was the one with Drake, wasn't it?
Drake was the second one. There was one before him. Drake was the 2.0 one. Degrassi was great. And it did tackled teenage drinking. And the only thing I will say is that I wish there was an Irish equivalent. Because, you know, the one great thing about teen dramas is that you see yourself represented, right?
Sure.
And I remember I never, being an Italian, being of Italian and Greek descent in Australia, I never saw myself on screen. Then Heartbreak High came out. Ada Nicodemo, who is now Leah on Home and Away, was in it. She was the first Greek woman I saw on screen.
Really?
And that was incredible. So I wish there was an Irish teen drama because while, yes, we have the same similar experiences, we don't have the American experience. It'd be great to see. Actually, if anyone's listening out there, I would love for someone to develop a great Irish teen drama.
Very good. I think they might need to just slip it into various episodes of Fair City is probably the...
That's probably, I mean, in fairness, that probably was it, yeah.
That's probably all they have. Only,
I suppose Glenn Rowe had a little bit of it as well. It like, there was kind of, yeah, there was kind of
Well, I have to say, you've made me feel like I've missed out on teen drama.
You can still go back. Summer I Turn Pretty ends on Wednesday and you've got all this time to binge it in between.
Tuning in for that would be the saddest thing of all time. Serena, thank you very much. And Brian, thank you very much.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.